But yeah, I mean, I don't know. We're at the end of the year, and I mean, like, I don't know. We didn't. I don't know. There's a lot of takes of people saying like that. This was a horrible year. This is like the worst year. But they say that every year.
Yep, they're going to do that now every year. I saw they're making a special on Hulu about the worst year ever, 2021, and it's going to happen 2022. It's going to happen 2023. It's going to happen 2024. Yeah.
I was just going to say that it's the Netflix death to 2020 meme.
Holy shit.
Shut the fuck up. Just like the quirky girlification of pop culture.
Yeah. I remember John Oliver like blowing up the giant 2015 or giant 2016 or something like way back, you know. Ever since then it's just the running gag. Hulu's doing that though? I didn't see that, really. They're doing it for 2021.
Well, yeah, they did it for 2020, and then they're doing it for 2021.
There's going to be probably a couple of them. Each streaming site needs to get its own, you know.
They'll do.
I really like that. I like that idea. It's like the quirky girlification of accepting and normalizing that things are just getting really bad. Mm-hmm, but like, oh, it's a joke. Like, oh, like I guess I'm going to drink a lot of wine next year. Like, what? Like, how are you not mad?
Like, no, it's the whole what is it? It's the fucking like tacky framed platitudes that you can buy at Ross or something that say like "Welcome to the shit show" and things like that wine moms have. But it's like that. But it's like CEOs and like public officials saying that to you as your son dies of an overdose.
Yeah, my God. Exactly.
Like, I mean,
what do you guys make of this year? Do you have any? I don't. You know, it's weird.
This is at Trustworthy Slav.
This is at Incognito, COH.
CRK, black.com, build.
This is the Fed Post.
What do you guys make of this year? Do you have any, I don't know, I don't, you know, it's weird. This year was bad, obviously.
Sure.
But, for some reason, I don't know. I feel very numbed out about all this. I feel like because all this was very...
You're blissed out.
It was just extended 2020.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. It was the same trends following, getting, you know, following their logical end. So it's hard to feel it like... some people are like saying like, well, this is the worst fucking year. This is insane. This was like... But I don't know. It feels like more of the same, just worse, you know? But I don't know.
Well, we're building back better. So that's one thing.
That is true.
It's the first year of the Biden administration, which, you know, I don't even like calling it the Biden administration because he's not president. He's not in charge of anything.
He's just a hologram.
He's just
a puppet administration.
Yeah, exactly.
The Lynchian administration.
That's Jimmy Carter, bro.
I think it's almost impossible for people to say anything positive about Biden except for, I mean, he literally... won on the basis of not being Trump, and that's all he's done, which is actually worse because Trump gave us more stimulus money and he was more entertaining,
of course.
Exactly.
So
I
don't know, it's funny because like I've just noticed, and I can only really glean very little from just like talking with, you know, like normie friends and all that, but it kind of just seems like the way that polite society has adjusted to Biden is to just like it's good form to just simply not bring him up, because like what is there to say that's positive,
right?
I would say I'm surprised how low his approval rating is. I never thought he was popular, but like what we said before, like the fact that they show it as that low is kind of surprising because those numbers are padded, so after padding they're still that low. It's kind of surprising. I think a big thing I think about is like how people were saying there'll be a return to normalcy. That was like the big fucking thing all 2020. It's like, oh, they're so chaotic with Trump. Everything's so chaotic. Don't you want to just check out and stop thinking about the news?
Right.
And I feel like that was the big sell to like a lot of apolitical people, like normie people. But
yeah, like, don't you want to just like get back to brunch? It's like, yeah, well, yeah. Now you can't even go out to brunch. Like, you're just gonna be freaked out. Like, at least Trump, like, because people, they didn't like, liberals wanted to go to brunch and not, and they didn't want to talk about Trump. And now the irony is that you can't even go to brunch.
And they're still talking about Trump.
Is he gonna run? Yeah. Is he gonna run again? It's like, your life would be better if he ran again and won. Like, don't you realize that, you fucking idiots?
Oh, we should talk about Trump 2024 and DeSantis later, because that's a big thing now. But yeah, but this
will be new to me.
Yeah, that's a thing going on the right now. But yeah, this year or whatever, like, I think the inflation and the supply chain shit was the biggest physical thing, not just like on Twitter, not just trending for a week or whatever, a thing where you look outside, you could not be on Twitter, you could have no online life at all. And that's the most real tangible thing that happened this year, in my opinion, that's like
absolutely
markedly different from 2020.
Wait, is what? Sorry, a big trend.
Inflation and supply chain issues.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think that's the I'm trying to think of things that make this year stick out from the previous. Oh,
vaccine mandates.
The vaccine. Yeah, of course. The people getting fired. Anybody over
vax card, any company over 100 points.
Yep. 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 That's I think those three are the biggest things, you know, and just this presidency being very like transparently just like a puppet presidency, a puppet administration. It's just, I've never seen it like this before. I mean, you know, it's very blatant. But
I think they speak that like Biden is going to try to do something with like making domestic travel susceptible to like showing your papers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was part of their new, like, in the same breath that the CDC was like, yo, we think that you only need to actually isolate for 5 days instead of 10 days now. They also said, oh, but we also think that they should institute some sort of vaccine guideline or mandate for any type of domestic flight.
I love that the left is going to cheer that on.
Of course.
Like, I don't know if I think the memes I sent earlier that I saw on Instagram with like the leftist being upset that, you know, the CDC like doesn't care about you. I'm just like, do you think any of this stuff is because they care about you? You know,
of course not.
It never was.
Yeah. What time did you actively think that the government cared about you? What the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Like, liberals for the most part think when Democrats are in office, the government is good. When Republicans are in office, they're hijacking the government and doing bad things. That's like,
oh, of course,
what they think.
Misunderstanding. The lib take with the shortening of the quarantine days is like, you're just trying to get workers killed. You're trying to make people go back to work for capitalism, and they're all going to die from COVID. So the CDC doesn't really care about us. That's the lib take I'm seeing right now.
I think that there's an inroad there to saying, well, okay, if that's the if that's like what your concern is that, oh, they're making us go back to work for capital and because of the economy, then how does that not just prove that the whole thing's bullshit in the first place? If they're just going to be like, oh, fuck that virus, actually, y'all, 5 days now. Like, if they can just be that like cavalier with it after doing it, you know, this whole facade for like so long, then that's a way of saying like, well, isn't this thing just look like bullshit then now?
I mean, it's just
the fact that they're just blowing it up.
It's just so funny how like they're not wrong, right? Like, yeah, you need to go back to work, and like they don't give a fuck about you. They care about like keeping the fucking economy going, right? But none of that. It's always like one step forward, two steps back, right? Because they're coming to the correct conclusion as far as I can tell. Right. But they're just reifying the premise that they're just reinforcing the idea that like, oh, my God, like this is some horrible, horrible emergency that we need to put everything on hold for. And like this further reinforces like, you know, the pretense that made it so that, you know, all these fucking people's businesses could be closed and all these people's fucking lives could be turned upside down. And just all of this fucking nightmarish shit, this fucking security state put in place. And that little bit of truth. You know, goes so far in, you know, winning just a little bit of mileage. You know what I mean? It's fucking funny, man. It's sad, but it's
fun. Yeah, I mean, I think, I think them reducing the days or whatever doesn't really matter, because it's sort of like, well, this is like, all this stuff is subject to change. All this shit is fluid. It's like when they said you don't have to wear the masks anymore in the summer, everybody was like, oh, this shit is over. It's done. And then it came back. And, you know, Biden before was saying you won't need vaccine proof to fly domestically. Not yet. And whenever I hear the not yet, I'm like, okay, so like a couple months. And then a couple months later now, he's saying like, oh yeah, we might do that. So all this stuff, and if they remove it, it'll come. It's all flu. Like whoever we were talking about with this last, they kind of apply gas and then they pull back a little, then they go back a little bit more. You know, it's like what you just said. Yeah, two steps forward, two steps back or whatever. So like, you know, that's the nature of this whole thing. It's all fluid. It's all subject to change.
Oh, yeah.
And it keeps moving in one direction.
Well,
This
is like a slightly different thing than like the mask thing or the plastic barriers thing, I think, just specifically because this is one of the first instances where they've tied it directly to economic reasons. Mm-hmm. Rather than it being like, oh, the science has just changed. Because if you read like the New York Times article about it, their second paragraph right after the first sentence of being just like, oh, they minimized the days you have to quarantine. The next sentence is virus-related staff shortages have upended holiday travel, leading to the cancellation of thousands of flights, now threaten industries as diverse as healthcare, restaurants, and retail. And so they're essentially tying it right to the economy directly and saying that instead of any particular scientific reason, which I think it's a new kind of step for people as far as connecting the dots in their brain, because you're like, wait a minute, this isn't a scientific like thing here. This is not trusting the experts. This is trusting the economists.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think I've changed my mind that the lockdowns are going to come back for everybody. Well, I think they will come back for everybody, but like what it seems like now is that they're just doing it just for unvaxxed people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe 5 days they'll let you go back to work, but like you won't be able to work unless you're vaxxed. Seems like if there's any return to like normal life, it'll just be for vaxxed people. And for unvaxxed people, maybe it'll be no lockdowns if you're vaxxed, if you have the latest vax. But if you're unvaxxed, there are lockdowns, which they're already doing in some other countries.
Mm-hmm.
That's another way this could go.
Yeah, that's how they would create the two-tiered economy. Like, that's a big push in that direction.
Yeah, there's speak that they're going to do a lockdown in New Jersey, the state where I live. But
what? They're doing a lockdown?
There's speak that they might do it, but...
Oh.
A lot of places are canceling New Year's shit and, like, any type of gatherings going forward, like, in pretty much all major cities.
I think a lot of it is... Yeah, I feel like a lot of it's to try to pressure more people to getting the vaccine. I saw a good image of like a poll asking unvaccinated people. They're like, what would convince you to get the vaccine? And
nothing.
I think the overwhelming majority of them said nothing. So it's like, at this point, it's like, yeah, like honestly based. Yeah. If you're not going to be swayed by money or whatever, like then fuck it.
Fuck them. Fuck them. I ain't getting it.
Yeah. If you've held out this long, I don't really see a new reason that's going to be like, all right, now that's it for me. I sure as hell it's not working. It's not going to happen for me. So,
right.
Yeah. Fuck them.
I had to get the first two for my job, but if I don't have to get the booster, I'm not going to do it. I don't think I have to. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know how in the fuck they're going to be able to enforce. Well, I'm not even going to tempt fate by finishing that sentence.
Yeah, but... don't. Not. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they really can.
Yeah, I think DC, they started requiring boosters for federal employees. So that sounds familiar. I feel like I've heard that before a couple months ago with the original vax. So that'll bleed out into the private sector and all that. But I don't know. It's just going to keep going. But what do you guys think of this Trump and DeSantis thing? Because that's
I need to be brought up to speed on this.
Okay. Yeah, it's I think on the right, there's some factions forming about who's the guy for 2024. So there's one camp that's saying, fuck it, baby, we're running Trump again. Fuck yeah. Oh, and this would be great because COH was talking about Trump recently, so we can bring that up too.
I wanted to touch on that for a second. So
yeah, and then the other camp is saying DeSantis, and their argument is, you know, He's more experienced, which in my opinion is a liability. They're saying he's more experienced and he's like, you know, less erratic, less of a spectacle. And he's anti-COVID stuff, and he's going to be sort of a more measured Republican figure. I think, you know, obviously the case, if you're picking which one's more establishment, obviously I think DeSantis is. I mean, maybe that's debatable. I don't know. But that's sort of the general fissure that's going on right now. I've got no horse in that argument.
Yeah, well, I think this will be fun because I think this will cut right down with us here, because I guess I would probably say that I would be in the DeSantis camp, but I'll qualify that by saying I don't really have any particularly strong feelings on the subject one way or the other. But I think I would probably go with DeSantis. But COH, say your piece.
I mean, I don't really care for either of them. Obviously, I think they're both shit. I think Trump right now currently has definitely outlived his particular usefulness. I think I don't think that he would have the momentum to win if he came back and ran again. I've heard from people who did vote for Trump, like my parents and their friends and stuff like that.
And me, who
voted in the past, saying that they don't actually think they'd vote for Trump again because of the fact that he is getting old. He's not on Twitter. He's not on Facebook. He's kind of just doing rallies to his like people that are going to show up for that anyways. He's not really like making any type of waves or movements. I don't think he's inspiring people like they are anymore. And he's going to be old as fuck. He's going to be 80 goddamn years old.
Then. Yeah, the age thing is a really good point that I don't see brought up very often, personally.
And that's like one of the main things that normal people that I have talked to about it go to immediately is he's just getting really old. Yeah. And then meanwhile, I also think that DeSantis has a little bit of steam right now. I think that he is getting a lot of good publicity in Florida. A lot of people are moving to Florida in droves. Florida's doing pretty good economically. They're crushing it. They have pretty decent, like, as far as like if you were going to take the state of Florida and make America have the same laws and stuff, I feel like that kind of idea, which obviously wouldn't happen, right? But that, like, that's kind of what normal people are thinking. Oh, DeSantis, like, literally his thing is make America Florida instead of make America great again. So people hear that and they're like, oh, wait a minute, medical marijuana, $15 minimum wage, no vax mandates, still actually tough on immigration, not a like huge welfare state, this and that, the other. I think there's a pretty good bit of cross-aisle appeal to him. I think he's got like a little bit of gumption because he's like, he's got this Italian thing going. So he's kind of like, you know, he's kind of can motivate people a little bit. That being said, I don't like him at all. I think he's a neocon ultimately. But if it came down to him versus like Kamala and he's running on like a strong no vaccine mandate, that kind of thing, which I am pretty sure he would if he's running because that's the contingency he'd be appealing to a lot of. I'd fucking vote for him for sure. If it comes down to it, and it comes down to someone who's running on no vaccine mandates, none of this shit anymore, or someone who's running on, well, we just got to trust the science and do what's right. I'm voting for that first person. It'll be the first time I've voted, and I'll do it, even if I don't actually agree with it, because I'm tired of this shit. It's become a wedge issue for me, so that's what I would do. And I think that I think DeSantis would have a better shot of winning, but I don't even know if he's the guy. Like, I don't know. I don't really know. I don't know who's the guy. I think that they're both fucking, like, DeSantis is a big Israel guy. He said he's like, if he's going to be the most pro-Israel guy.
Who isn't, though?
In the government biggest, or whatever.
Yeah, it's still, who isn't is a good point. Sure. But still, that's the biggest downside for me.
And then he's also like, he is also shilling the vaccine. He's not shilling it in like, people need to get it or else it can't go places. And he's not jumping on a thing, but he's telling people you need to get vaccinated, this, that, and the other. Now, that also may just be good. Like, he's got a bunch of old people that live in his state. It's fucking Florida. Maybe he's just like, he doesn't, you know, really know. Maybe he's like CRK and thinks like it's nothing, or like maybe it's like, oh, it may help a little bit or whatever. So maybe he's just saying that.
Well, it's keeping keeping old people from dying. I mean, it at least was in the first number of months. So I mean, yeah, there's political expediency.
So there's some reason there that's not completely hogwash. Now, on the other hand, you look over and you see Donald Trump, and I just saw an article the other day that I tweeted about actually. He was getting booed at a rally in Coleman, Alabama,
because he went down there
and told them that they need to get vaccinated. He told them that he got a vaccine. He's proved that it's good. It works. It would be one of the great triumphs of his presidency if everyone got vaccinated, because he's the one who started the vaccination process. It was developed under him, blah, blah, blah. And so because of that, all his supporters should get vaccinated. And he's getting boos from these people because it's fucking Coleman, Alabama. All right, these people, they don't even sell alcohol in Coleman, Alabama. They literally don't. Like, so I mean, these people aren't trying to get vaccinated. So he's obviously out of touch with the people that he's trying to appeal to, and DeSantis isn't as much. And yeah, either way, fuck though.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw Trump saying get vaccinated. I know DeSantis had said that. I mean, in their defense, I'm not a stand for either of these guys. In their defense, I guess that is kind of a third rail thing. To say don't get vaxxed and you're a public figure is kind of like
you don't like have to say don't get vaxxed, bro. You can just like not be like pushing people.
Hey, listen to me. Right. Listen to me. Me as Slav of the Fed Post, don't get vaxxed.
Yeah, speak on it. King.
Well, not for us. Well, we're not. I guess we are a public figure. I guess. Yeah. But like, don't get vaxxed. If you don't need to get vaxxed, why the fuck would you? I can't think of a single reason why. Unless you're old. I mean, like, yeah, what Slav was just saying, like, if you're old and you got like a bunch of.
Yeah, but like even then, like, if ADE ends up being like a real thing, then like don't get vaxxed, right? But yeah, I mean, like I'll be honest. Like, yeah, like, both my folks got vaccinated. I'd be lying if I said, I didn't think that was probably the correct decision for them at the time. When you start to consider, the other factors, the fact that, my folks don't really have any kind of fucking protection at this point. I mean, what the fuck? It doesn't really even matter.
And the factor that when you get the vaccine, you're actually like within the first like month, you're actually more susceptible to getting COVID. When you're waiting to get that second booster or whatever, than you were in the first place. Like, that's actually scientifically a fact. So if that's the case, then ultimately, if you're an old person, you're not going anywhere. CRK, shut the fuck
up. I'm joking.
If you're an old person, you're not going anywhere, though. Like, you don't have a lot of risk in the first place. Yeah. I honestly don't think there's anything good in the vaccine. I honestly think that it's fucked. So I would never get it, and I would never hope my loved ones get it, even though my parents, they did the first one, but...
Hey, to each their own,
I'm not going to tell you you can't, and I'm not going to tell you that you should. Think you should.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, yeah. If you got the vaccine, stop listening to the fucking fake post. I'm going to, I fucking hate you.
Yeah,
dude.
Egg and me, that's, we got to check out.
Oh, right no, at present company excluded. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, no. I got it. I got the vaccine for... The irony is, like, I got it because I needed it for my job.
Same, yeah.
Well, actually, but I was like commuting. I was like going to work 5 days a week, like during the height of the pandemic, and I didn't get it. And like a lot of people in my personal life were like very surprised, because like the way the media was making it was that, like, you remember that Rob Russo tweet about having the 1% chance of like an anvil falling on your head? Like, that wasn't the reality I experienced. So when I got the vaccine, I was like, I don't really need this, but I got it, and I got really sick from it. And I was like, there's just so much irony in like evading a disease that they say is extremely infectious, blah, 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 and then getting actually sick from the thing that's supposed to help you from it. So
right.
I've been just like very soiled from that whole experience. Cause I'm like not, I don't know, like, you know, I understand the myocarditis thing. I know the risk, and it's like, that probably won't happen to you just based on the odds. So
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
think
it's well, the issue though is just that you're probably more likely to get myocarditis or pericarditis than like ending up in the hospital if you're like a reasonably average health person right. of our age.
That's what I was going to say next. I was like,
Oh, sorry.
If, yeah, no, I mean, that's basically it. Like, the odds of you getting sick or, like, actually getting something bad from the vaccine are much greater if you're, like, under, what, 60 and moderately healthy. So, like, people who are older, like my grandma who got it, I'm like, yeah, get it. Because, you know, she knew people in her, like, she plays, like, dominoes or whatever, like, in her groups who just, like, died. And I was like, yeah, they're in their mid-80s. That makes sense. But I'm like, yeah, I'm like 20. At the time, I was like 29. So I was like, why? I was like, I don't even get my flu shot. Like, why do I need this shit?
Yeah. Everything is risk assessment. That's why I don't really feel like this thing of like, oh, the pure bloods versus the. I don't really get that because, like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's funny and all that. But, like, I don't really get it at all.
It's kind of funny.
Like, I mean, some people take it serious. I said I got vaccinated. Somebody was like, oh, you're a demon now. I'm like, oh, what, bro? Like, all right, man. OK. But, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like. You know, if you're young, why the fuck would you get it? Why? I don't get it. The risk assessment of that just doesn't add up. Like, there's really no need. If you're older, you got other conditions or whatever. Mm. Okay, maybe that cause benefit thing makes sense to you. Whatever. I don't really give a fuck. I don't give a fuck who gets the flu shot or not. When was this ever political? Like, this doesn't make any sense. But like,
honestly, you're like severely downplaying like the amount. Of just like screeching that I feel like right wing Twitter had when you got vaccinated.
Oh, God,
it's like,
man.
It's weird, dude. Like, what in the fuck is going on, dude? It's, I don't know, man.
I am downplaying it. People were saying I was a demon. People were saying I was like sterilized, and I was like, shit, bro. We on demon time. I'm listening to the future. I'm like, we on demon time. Holy I'm at Magic shit. City. No, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what people, you know, when the leftists say like, oh, the right wingers are making this a culture war or whatever, that always irritates the fuck out of me because I've already explained why it's not a fucking culture war. There's trillions of dollars moving. That's not a fucking culture.
Well, that's the thing that leftists do when they just like want to dismiss things is they just go like, yeah. Oh, this is just a culture war.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not.
Yeah, it's literally money. It's literally like trillions of dollars.
Yeah, But
I think the truth or the element of truth to that is where some of these people on the right will just be like, it's the pure bloods versus the whatever. And like, you know, that I'm just kind of look. I got to look weird. I got to look sideways at that. But whatever. The point being is like, this is a flu shot. It is a flu. Just think of it like that. Think of however you thought of this as before. Like, do you get the flu shot every year? Probably not. Probably not. Because why? Like, what's you don't really need it. It's going to make you sick to build up your immunity. But if you don't really need it and you're not really worried about the flu, then who gives a fuck? If you're older. More at risk of dying from because people die from the fucking flu that happens. If you're going to need if the rate of people dying from the flu is actually going up every year before COVID. So if you're worried about that and that's a risk to you, I get it. Whatever. Take the flu shot. I don't give a fuck. Do whatever you want. But obviously these mandates and all this fucking psychotic dystopian shit is not to do with whether you're taking the flu shot and making an individual assessment. There's obviously a giant money scheme behind all this.
Yeah,
obviously, it's not, you know, it's the whole function. That's why the Trump thing annoyed me.
Well, isn't that funny, too? Like, I think one of the last things that I actually saw in the news cycle was like people freaking out at Trevor Noah for pointing out that like,
oh, yeah,
these companies were making money, which like, again, it's like that's like the least you can say. That is the least that you can say.
And it's only Moderna. He said Moderna only, right?
I
like singled out the Moderna CEO. I know the clip you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. And but, like, yeah, I just goofy, man. Just funny as hell.
Not Pfizer, not anybody else. Just the Moderna CEO or whatever.
People like. Just losing their fucking minds at him. You are not allowed to say that. You are not allowed to say it. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, it's like a basic fact that if you have a Robinhood app, you could tell just like, right. You don't even need an MD for that.
Right, crazy right wing conspiracy site, Robinhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. but
it's been a big year for crypto also.
Oh, yeah, it has been.
There it is.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about crypto a lot.
Yeah, we should talk about that, too, because you're money pilled now. I saw you said, but last thing I'll say about the Trump DeSantis thing or whatever is like the Trump saying like the vaccines are good. Obviously, he's doing it for his own credit. I mean, people forget this guy was a media guy. He was not like a fucking hero, whatever. He was just some guy that was in it for himself, and the things in it for himself happen to be good for us. Mm-hmm. And the elites happen to not like it. So that's why we rocked with him. Like, that's, it's really that simple. But, you know, his, that interest only overlaps for to a certain degree. I mean, he's done now, and he's on the road, and he's, like, you know, got his public image to worry about, and he wants credit for the vaccine. So he's going to say to take it. So, you know, he's not the whole reason the vaccines are pushed are for the money scheme. You can't have just vaccines, like the people saying, like, oh, you know, I don't mind vaccines, but I don't like the vax mandates. Like, bro, like, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, it's one or the other.
They go hand in hand. The whole reason we know about COVID is because of the money they make off of it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I was annoyed by that Trump thing. I saw CAH was annoyed by it. Fuck that shit. Trump, I don't know. He called the National Guard on his own people.
Yeah, dude.
Jan 6. I mean, you know, I said it when it was over. I said, look, he's done. His utility is over. I don't really care what happens in the courts or whatever. It's over for him. Mm-hmm. But DeSantis, I'm not sold on yet. Maybe I'm more, you know, who knows? I could get pilled on that, I guess. But
yeah, I really like to see, like, a populist come out of nowhere, but that's just probably not going to happen. And that's why they're going to give people DeSantis, because he's the closest thing to a populist. And then they can kind of keep that all contained. But I mean, yeah, but I'd like to see something different.
Yes, me too. Me too. And people saying, like, oh, how is somebody going to come out of nowhere? Trump came out of fucking nowhere. Yeah. He came out of fucking nowhere.
Dude, if you just come out of nowhere and if you're able to get into the right media circuits and you're able to say, resonate the right way, I don't think it matters about where you're coming out of. Because I think that, like, Trump kind of showed that political experience isn't a huge thing for most voters. Even though, like, yeah, he was a movie star, so he's got household recognition. So I think that probably subconsciously played in to his appeal a bit. But I mean, I think that a lot of it was mostly just kind of what he was saying. And that's what most people say. He's a good orator. So if you can get a demagogue out there that's, you know, resonating with people correct about the things that they care about in a way that they understand, I don't think it really matters where you're coming from. But that's just me. I'm just, like, looking for a populist demagogue to come out of nowhere all the time. And I'm just like trying to will it into existence. So,
yep. Yep, same. I mean, yeah, the argument that, oh, he's got experience in government, that's, to me, it's a liability. That's why I like Trump, because he had no experience. And I don't really trust anybody with the experience in government, you know, or like experience in the machine or the swamp or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And as much as he pushes it against it, like, DeSantis, he's from there. He's from that world.
Of course.
So I don't know. That is a liability to me off the rip. But yeah, I guess we could. I don't know. So what's the money pill you've been taking, Egg?
I'm money pilled. I don't know. I don't know what political ideology this is, but, like, what I've
bag
actually
chasing. What?
Yeah, bag chasing. Well, as an erstwhile leftist, as a leftist who graduated from leftist university, I really have no respect for, like, people who can make money doing something and choose not to because they're like, oh, it's evil. I'm like, yo, this whole world is evil. If you can chase the bag, you should chase it. I was having dinner with a friend last night who works for Twitter. He makes a fuck ton of money. And he was working for, like, a startup. You know how those startups, they always are like, you know, you believe in the mission, blah, blah. And he's like, I don't believe in any of this stuff, so I'm gonna take the job that pays the most. And I was like, hell yeah, brother. So in that sense, I think we should respect people who are complete mercenaries. I remember seeing a lot of takedowns of, like, Glenn Greenwald for selling out, and I was just like I'm pretty Baudrillardian in the sense that, like, the world has ended already. History, like, it's nothing is gonna change, more or less. So I'm like, if you can get paid to do something, do it. Even if it's bad, because everything that's bad is already going to keep happening, independent of what you do.
What about Glenn Greenwald?
That's a pill right there.
Oh, like, there's always, like, the leftist takedowns of Glenn Greenwald being like,
just talking about how, like, he's going on Tucker, right?
Yeah, yeah. Things like that. I'm just like, yo, like, Glenn Greenwald's, like, in his 50s. He, like, already did something good for the world. Just, like, let him fucking cash a check. It's not making a difference. It's not mattering at all. Like, oh, like, if he didn't go on Tucker, somebody else would, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm just like, I just hate that shit now. So you know, maybe that's me getting older and ornery, but I guess a money pill. I don't know. I want to.
You're like embrace the grift, like our boy Grift Shop, embrace the grift and all that.
Yeah, there is something powerful to it. Mm-hmm. As long as you're not like really like directly personally hurting people, you know. Mm-hmm.
Like on one level or another, you have to really in this like political economy, no matter what your station is in life.
Right. Like it's like you got to be rich to think like, you know, to be able to do a job that doesn't hurt anyone and that you love. So blah, blah. I'm like, mm-hmm. I get mad on Twitter because like I'm an adjunct professor, like, and I basically hijack my syllabi and teach people about like socialism and communism and this and that. I'm not supposed to do it, but I do it. And I'm like, so I get mad when all these people like call me like a social fascist. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're a trust fund kid who's just on your computer. Like people got to make money. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I just am not into getting mad at people for trying to make money anymore.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever worked a job that I felt like was a good job. Like, it was good helping the world in any way. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I think that's just like I've worked at fast food joints. Those aren't good. I've worked, you know, like in different industries that are very wasteful. That's not very good. And that's just me not even really chasing the bag. That's just me trying to exist.
Yeah.
I think you have to do it at one level or another, even no matter like if it's you're just working at a place. Like, and also it's like it comes down to like individual choices too. Like, you have to be rich as fuck or have like access to all sorts of things to go out and buy, you know, completely unethical bullshit all the time or whatever. Everyone's just kind of stuck in this wall where like your back's against a wall. We live in a horrible society. The only way to get your back not against the wall is to do something that's like ultimately going to be kind of horrible. So what are you going to do? You know what I mean?
Like those people who don't decide not to learn about like the stock market because it's evil. I'm like, if you're like preaching that shit, you're actively hurting people. Like, if you yourself are individually not going to take down like the market, I don't know. Like, it's important to know that stuff just for like self perseverance.
Yeah, I feel like I've come out as like I have a negative stance on Bitcoin, but it's not and like in crypto and such. But it's not like an anti-crypto stance where I'm like people shouldn't do it because it's evil. I just don't think that it's like a long-term solution or anything. But if you're trying to go out there and make some money and you think you have a good handle on it, fucking do it. For me, a lot of that shit's like, I don't know nothing about technology, so I don't want anything to do with it. I'm repulsed by it. So I don't want to get like into it and figure it out. So for me, it's a no-go. But for like, if you can figure it out and that is your bag, go for it. But like also, there's a lot of people who jump on that as like same way that people jump on buying unethical or buying ethically based, whatever the fuck, as a solution for, you know, this is going to change everything. Bitcoin's going to change everything and crypto will, or, you know, everyone going vegan is going to change everything and that kind of thing. And it's just not. But if you're just trying to go after it for like make a little money and chase a bag, you know, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Like I've said, you know, look after your own self-interest. I just think your self-interest is tied with the interest of others in the mm-hmm. grand scheme, in the long mm-hmm. term and all that. So like, you know, there's a bigger bag to be chased, you know, mm-hmm. a collectivist bag to be chased. I think that's the broader thing. But on the individual level, but that's in the abstract. In the individual level, you got to do whatever the fuck you got to do. You know what I mean?
As a good Christian, I believe in the big bag in the sky.
I mean, look, my position on this has always been the same, which is just like it's the airplane thing, right? Put the oxygen mask on yourself before you help the passenger next to you, right?
Yeah.
And any kind of populist politics needs to have the spirit of that in some mm-hmm. kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, I think I differ with you, Egg, a little bit just on like, yeah, I think there's definitely like some professions that I want some people to, you know, harbor some guilt about. But
yeah,
but I think it's one of these things where when you're crossing that line of, you know, following your values, and it's clearly just over that line of something that's just kind of like stupidly self-destructive. I think it's pretty clear. I think it's pretty obvious to those around you and to yourself. You know what I mean? And I definitely don't think people should do that. You know,
But yeah, I mean, also, you know, as a man who likes money, I get it. I get it. Getting the bag, it's great. It's a great bag, folks.
I think there's a difference with grifting. To me, the connotation I get is like being disingenuous. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like you can chase a bag, but that doesn't mean you did anything too fishy to get it. Mm-hmm. But if you're like a Joel Osteen type or whatever, you know what I mean? Or like one of these types of guys, then there's like some other thing to it of like, I don't like that.
I mean, honestly, I think a funny example is straight up just like us, like people online do the thing where they just go like, where they just call you a grifter. You know, if you have, you know, you have your podcast, you have your subscribers, yada, yada, yada. And it's like just the mere existence of that. Oh, you're a grifter. You're a piece of shit. Yada, yada, yada. As if there's like any kind of like bad motivations that any of us have, or like we're engaging in bad machinations. You know what I mean? We have bad intentions. It's like, it's literally like, no, we're like a handful of dumbasses that are just uploading our conversations with people. And like people pay us for that. And like, it's, you know what I mean? Like giving, stigmatizing the mere act of someone acting on incentive is retarded. That's, yeah. And I've said that before. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think people believe us when we say what we say, and we don't agree with everything, but we don't have like a cohesive agenda. And I think people believe us. I think what grifting would be, that's what is, yeah, when we get that accusation, it's kind of weird because, like, all right, I'd be grifting if I pretended to be like a folksy, like down home, like right winger. I'd be grifting hard because, like, I'm not that. And you would know I'm not that. And there's only so long I could pretend to be that before someone notices. And if I were like grifting off like right wing people for the money for that. That would be, I don't know. I think that's not cool. I don't like that. I don't like that type of shit. I mean, I guess like get the bag or whatever, but I don't like that. I don't respect that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that's one thing. I think that's why the disingenuous thing is like the factor is like, do you mean this shit or not? And like, I think that's where it's like, that's where it gets like kind of fishy. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I don't respect that personally. I don't.
Sure.
But, you know, people feel different ways about it.
Well, also at the same time, though, it becomes like, how do you even measure that? You know?
Of course.
You going to talk about the Matrix?
Fuck. Yeah. There was a Matrix and shit. There was something else.
This is Ebert and Siskel right here. Ebert and Siskel. I'll go ahead.
Crackers. Honkies. We got to talk about that.
This is something I did hear about. This is Hassan, right?
Hassan and Vaush and the other guy, I don't know who the fuck, bread tube dudes, they got like a week off Twitch suspended because they said cracker or something like that. I don't know. Something generally like that or whatever. It's generally funny. And they're back and all that. And, no harm, no foul.
It's not funny to me.
Yeah. that's our word. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of a funny story. I mean, you know. People got to claim victim for like a week ban and people started to debate the merits of whether like the slur itself and the meaning of the slur and the weight of different slurs. Obviously, that's an inevitable conversation. So, yeah, I mean, it is a slur. Obviously, technically it is. But I mean, come on, let's be honest. Like if we're measuring the power level of cracker and honky versus the N word, you know, there's different power levels, different juice behind those words. But yeah, I mean, you know, I feel conflicted about it because, you know, I don't want them. I don't believe in suspending people or deplatforming people, but I don't give a fuck about those guys. I don't give two shits about them. I don't give a fuck what happens to them. Like, you know, they could get hit by a car. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, the only reason that I don't really enjoy it is that it gives like a little bit of gas for their fire of, oh, this shit happens to left wingers too.
Yeah.
Deplatforming happens to us too. Point. And you're like, yeah, dude, they got 1 week off Twitch, bro. Like
for saying cracker. Yeah. Come on.
Also,
bro,
like they're not even like left wing. Like, I could go on forever about like leftists, quote unquote, like
Oh, of course.
Saying that they're the, like, if you're an if you were an actual threat to the state or the corporate state, whatever, you wouldn't even have the platform you do to begin with, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. The Kardashians are lying to you.
Oh my God. That video, man. I wish I remembered who showed me that a year ago, but man, that video, man. God damn. This shit is so funny.
That guy's a fucking water brain, dude. I like feel bad for that guy every time I see him, man. Jesus Christ.
Oh man, yeah. I don't know. It's just funny. I mean, no, you're right, COH, because now they get to say, because they always say that too, of like, oh, mm-hmm. The left is equally persecuted to the right. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. Like, who believes that? Who really believes that shit? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm not even a right winger. Like, come on. Just call it it is. Like,
what are we looking at? Are we looking at, like, over the course of time? Are we looking at, like, what, the 60s and the 70s? What is our frame of reference? You know what I mean?
When I brought it up, they said, have you heard of McCarthyism? They just posted, like, a picture of Wikipedia McCarthyism. And it's like, huh, gotcha.
So, yeah, dude, have you heard of quote unquote, like, right wing slurs? Quote unquote, like, terrorist parents? Have you heard of quote unquote, like, domestic terrorism and January 6th. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Also, they got to go back a fucking century ago. A century ago.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we've shifted. Like, now that stuff's the same. That's the same boogeyman now them, ultimately. And, like, if you're someone who is going to pose a threat, if you're actually offering genuinely, like, leftist economics, if you're offering, like, something that's genuinely transformative, then yeah, they probably are also looking into you as well. But none of these motherfuckers are doing anything like that. Like, none of these people that call themselves leftists on Twitter, none of these Twitch streamers are doing anything remotely worth even looking into by the FBI or anything.
The Kardashians are lying.
No, Vouch fucking said on Jan 6th that like, the feds should lock all these people up or whatever. He said basically, like, how are we okay with people, like, attacking this nation's capital or whatever? You know what I mean? Like, what threat is he to anything? You know what I mean? Like, he's just like,
he's a threat to a pack of fucking ho-hos.
I was literally saying, he's a threat to the local Arby's.
Miners. <It's a> miners.
That's better.
Oh my God. I've never watched him, but I remember, like, the cap that was sent around about him when, like, he couldn't get out and, like, sleep with people. And he was like, Tacoma fucking wept. I'm like, that dude is objectively, like, pretty repulsive.
He looks like fucking Shrek, dude. I, like, as someone who's been to Tacoma several times in my life, it's just so fucking funny because it's like, what is this? Is just like a handful of crackheads that he's referring to.
Oh, they wept. They wept. They couldn't hurry up. They wept.
I love this shit. It's like,
He used to be Chad. Fauci used to be Chad. There's old photos of him where he was a Giga Chad. And that's what liberalism does. That's what leftism does to people.
Yeah, it makes you like sad. Like, that's my favorite thing about the leftists is that they, like, they all, like, choose to look like shit. It's like, the worse you look, the better. Like, you're either, like extremely skinny and you have the cigarette eyes and you wear clothes.
Cigarette eyes.
You know, like, those just dead eyes with the bags.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm like, you're choosing to look worse because it's signaling something about your political beliefs. I'm like,
girls especially.
Never in fucking history, you know?
Yeah, but girls is like the messy, moppy hair or whatever.
Oh, my God. Mullets and shit, bro. Well, like, broads cutting their hair into mullets nowadays.
Like, in the front, like with like the self haircut where you just run the scissors across.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, because feminism, it, like, insists that just, like, looking like shit is radicalism for
it's empowering.
For it's really sad.
That's really. Yeah. It's,
what's empowering?
Looking like shit.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I don't give a fuck, Dad. I don't give a fuck about you, Dad, or...
I don't give a fuck about the male gaze, bitch.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's so fucking... You know, it's one of those things where it's just like, I can tell this is all you think about. You know what I mean? It does the opposite effect of, like, if you're trying that hard to not... To make that point, it makes me think that you're very... you're more sensitive to the male gaze than some other normie chick. You know what I mean?
Honestly, probably true. Like... Yeah, that's all you can say about that.
It always has the opposite effect. People always say things, they kind of tell on themselves, like in the opposite desired effect, because they're trying too hard.
Talking about a little projection.
Yeah, yeah. Don't try too hard. Don't try too hard. But yeah, I mean, you know, that mop look is always is a funny phenomenon.
It's unsettling, bro.
Bitch has got like a cup of tea on her nightstand with mold in it.
Oh my god!
And like a bunch of mason jars around the room.
It's shit just handfuls of Crisco.
It's funny
shit
because
just
like
smells.
It's funny because like they're.
I know it smells crazy.
Like they're not.
Damn, bitch, you live like this.
Oh god. What's funny is like that. It's not. It's not like a. Like they don't try to look like that in order to like appear repulsive to men, but they try to do it to like attract a certain type of man who's like usually, I don't know, like I feel like the type of guys that like girls like that are, they're fucked up. I don't know, like just from knowing them, like if you like
beta,
like your average person, I'd like to think your average person looking for a romantic relationship like values both looks and personality like pretty equally, because you're gonna have to put up with this person for X amount of years after. So like, I don't know. I just don't see why anybody would be like, oh yeah, like this chick trying to make herself look fucking terrible, like that's the one for me.
Oh yeah, that's the shit. That's working for me.
Like, well, I like indie rock. Oh. I studied poetry. I can't stand these fucking people. I don't know.
Well, it's funny because I was just gonna say, like, you know, you are an artistic person, and such a huge part of it is just the
aesthetics.
It's just this it's all aesthetics, yeah, of course, but it's this fucking, it's the stupid troubled artist thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where people are like, oh man, like you know, it's like this idea that like if you're smart and have something worthwhile to say, then like you probably like look yeah, like you're like on shit. You look like you're on death's door and miserable.
Yeah.
And then like people that it's like 90s. It's like shiny, happy people having fun, right? And then like, you know, fucking Adam's Family. You have your one cousin who's like blonde and happy and presents well, and they're probably like fucking vapid and stupid pieces of shit,
right?
And like don't have a rich internal life at all. And like the thing is like that these broads with these like accidental dreadlocks and like fucking, you know, coochie stank are like the most boring, most boring, idiotic people you'll probably encounter in dating.
Slop just said coochie stank.
That's gonna be an Abby soon.
Is that the name of the episode?
Absolutely.
Coochie stank. They're the same side of the, they're the different sides of the same coin, ultimately.
Yeah.
None is worse than the other, because like what happens is like the women who are just drawn completely by like liberal feminism, they view those women who are like the Chad version of women, and they're like, well, I'm going to do the complete opposite. But I'm like, so you're telling me like you're like the ultimate Chad move is to not worry about it at all and just do your own thing, you know? So it's like you're all marching to the beat of the same different drummer in a way.
Yeah. For sure, I'm totally on that the Chad oblivious pill. That's the move for me. That I respect that more.
Yeah,
just like not being so hyper, like the whole like hyper aware of like what this signifies, and I gotta counter signal that, and then I gotta counter signal that, and all that shit is weird, man. That shit is super weird and super meta, and it's a lot of this like these zoomers on the internet that are just like hyper. What's the word, the over socialized, right? That's what the right wing say. Like that's 100% what it is. It's like, man, chill the fuck out, man. God damn, like that's I don't like that shit.
It's
I don't
too
like
much.
That.
I'm too autistic to try to like signal socially or pick up on social signals, bro.
Yes,
I'm just oblivious to the state of being.
Yes, the most Chad thing is being like cripplingly autistic, man. Absolutely. I completely agree. I'm not even kidding.
It's true though. It's true though.
It is. Think about it. But yeah, I don't know.
CRK tapping the side of his head with one finger.
Holy shit.
You gotta think. You gotta think, brother.
No, but I don't like that look on chicks and I mean, I don't like the I was talking about this earlier too, is like the heavy plastic surgery look, like the heavy, like,
oh, that's even worse
and all that shit. I don't like that shit either, but see, that's the thing, man. It's just like I don't know, just don't do too much. Don't try too hard. Like, don't try too hard in any way. Like, I don't know. Like,
thing is, like,
some of these girls, yeah, they're just trying too hard.
It's all, I mean, it's all based, it's all like internet based, because you're just everyone's performing 24/7. You know, you're never alone. So you're always, you always have to play a role. You always have to act in a certain way. A really good book that I think everyone should read is Irving Goffman's book, The Performance of Self in Everyday Life. He was like a sociologist. Obviously, you don't see people talk about him because he actually wrote something interesting. that we're just, I mean, he basically said like everyone is just literally like at your core, you're not a person. You're just an amalgamation of all the different social relations you have. So people try to like dig into themselves. Like, who am I? It's like, you're nobody. You're literally only who you are to this person. Like, I'm not a teacher if I don't have students. I'm not, I'm not the egg god unless I have egg disciples. So, you know, like the more authentic, the more inauthentic, like you're just bound to be inauthentic if you're always thinking about what are these people going to think about me? Right. You don't buy a hat because you like it. You buy it because you wonder what other people are going to think about you wearing it, you know?
Thank God I'm autistic, man. That shit sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the only way. That's the true red pill is autism.
It's the final variant of humanity.
We're all gonna have it when we're done with these 20,000 climate lockdowns and COVID lockdowns.
Oh God,
everybody's gonna be fucking autistic.
Kill me.
Shit. But yeah, those broads are tripping, man. They're fucking tripping. Bitches be tripping, dog. Bitches be tripping, dog.
It's true.
Trying way too hard. But so let's talk about this. Wait, have you seen The Matrix? Have you seen it?
Me? Yeah.
You seen the new one?
No. No. I've seen the original.
Has anyone seen the new one here besides?
No, hell no.
No, hell no. This is my viewing right now, is listening to you tell me about how fucking yeah.
You're gonna watch. I know you're gonna watch it, Slav.
You got the
grit for it. You can handle this nightmare. Shit. You watch some bad movies. You can handle it.
Oh yeah. I gotta say though. I have to ask. Like, how much trans shit is in it?
Neo's trans. The opening scene is Neo's like, I woke up in the wrong body.
Yeah. He's like, Coach, I'm trans.
Oh my god. Yeah, the trans stuff is all so right. Interesting. I was actually thinking about this today. I have so many anecdotes from students because I teach college, and I have an anecdote from one student who was talking to, I think she was like talking to the class about how she realized she was trans. And she said, like, she and her friends were like going out one night to like a gay club or whatever. And she was like, well, I'm going to cross dress essentially. And when she cross dressed, she got a lot of attention and like a lot more attention from like men ultimately. And then at that point she was like, oh, I like this. Maybe I'm trans. And I was just like, holy shit. You know, cause I grew up with, I knew two people growing up, from my middle and high school who were, who in seventh grade, before any of this stuff was popular, told people to call them a different name and associate with that gender. So I'm like, okay, that's real. This is like gender dysphoria. Like, that's one out of every 500 people, right? That's probably real. But I'm like, wow, like there's an industry now that lets people ultimately, like, if you start to enjoy cross-dressing, maybe you're trans. Maybe, you know, maybe you need to, over the course of your life, spend $200,000 on elective surgeries and stuff. It's just, it's baffling to me.
It's kind of funny you said that it reminds me a lot of your example reminds me a lot of, I've heard a strange amount of you know, this version of this same story from people, trans people, basically talking about, you know, I went out dressed as a woman and like people were nice to me.
Oh,
and it was
God.
Just, and it was just so big. And it, and it's just like, that says like a lot more about being a man.
Yes.
Like you can see the line, you know what I mean? You can see what's happening.
Yes.
It's sad. Like I'm not saying this just to be like,
it's sad.
It's
yeah.
fucked up. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, people are fucking with their bodies in order to be liked and paid attention to.
Yeah.
And it's like, it sounds callous to say that because you're denying someone's subjectivity and this and that. But I'm like, this is the reality of it. Like, if this weren't like a thing, like if this weren't kind of shoved down people's faces. Like they would, they might just cross dress here and there, you know, like people did that.
Yeah. Whatever happened to cross dress. I always wondered, like, return, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, return to just regular, like bad Zoe cross dress randomly. Like whatever happened to that?
Yeah. Fucking.
Well, I think drag queens are like huge right now. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Buffalo Bill from, what the fuck's that movie?
Yeah.
Return.
It's so funny though that they were nice to the person, because like, yeah, I mean, guys want to fuck women, so
right,
they're gonna be nicer to them. They're gonna be nicer.
Yeah, I mean, like, I mean, if you're like if you're like a run of the mill unattractive gay dude, like, and you can transform yourself into like a pretty trans woman, like, you probably would if you're not doing well in the meat market.
Good deal.
That's chasing the bag, bro. That's chasing the balls.
It's all, it all comes back to the same thing, right?
Sounds like a good deal. Honestly.
Yeah. And you can change your name to Coochie Stank if you want.
Holy shit. There it is.
You can legally change your name.
Bussy Stank and all that. Yeah. That's the move.
And next week, I'm going to debut the rest of my Fed Post career as Pussy Stank.
Oh, yeah.
Pussy Stank. My name Pussy Stank. I'm going to be transracial as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is that? Are we breaking out Latin accents?
In a Pussy Stank.
He's Latinx.
Pussy Stank. My name's going to be Latinx Pussy Stank. Pussy Stank.
That's the way.
All right, that was part one of our episode. If you'd like to listen to part two, you can find that at patreon.com/fedpost. Thanks for listening.